I read where you said that James Earl Jones was the nicest person you've ever acted with.
I think that's probably true, although a close second, right up bumping next to him, is my wife. But yeah, James Earl Jones was.
Hi there, and welcome in to a brand new week of Celebrity Salute. Dedicated to the men and women who serve our country in active duty, our veterans, and their families. We're here for you. God bless you. We love you. On each episode, we look for people and stories with some connection to these heroes. I am Randy Miller. Eric Roberts is an American actor in a career spanning over 50 years. Roberts has amassed more than 700 credits and appeared in blockbusters, independent films, television series, animation, short films, and student films. His career began with a leading role in King of the Gypsies, for which he received his first Golden Globe Award nomination. He was nominated again for his acclaimed role as Paul Snyder in Bob Fosse's Star 80. Eric's performance in Runaway Train as prison escapee Buck McGee earned him a third Golden Globe nod and a nomination for an Oscar. His new film is The Private Eye. We are so happy to welcome Eric Roberts to Celebrity Salute.
Randy, good morning.
Good morning. Great to talk to you, man. This is a treat for us.
Thank you. It's so nice to be on with you because we're all over the world, right?
We are all over the world. We're on Armed Forces Radio Network. We're on over 100 stations here in the States. And our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families, which, you have tapped into a lot of that kind of action in your movies.
I sure have, pal, man. You know, in fact, I had a fan send me a montage of all the people I've killed the other day, and it was about. Then I had another fan send me a montage of all the times I've died. It's been hundreds. So I've been a busy guy.
Do you worry about those people?
I do not. If you're going to spend that much time looking at Eric Roberts stuff, I'm their friend.
We're talking to Eric Roberts here in the National Defense, and you know him from so many different things. 600 acting credits that you have, and I would think you'd have to be 100, to do that many projects. But you're what, 67?
I don't talk about my age because it will classify me.
Oh, but you've Runaway Train, Star 80, King of the Gypsies. I mean, you're going to be Matt Dillon's doctor in Head Full of Money. And now you're in this brand new movie, The Private Eye. Tell us about this film. I watched the trailer and it's fascinating.
Well, it stars Matt Rife and it's about a private eye who's down on his luck. But he gets a job from a woman, Glenn Coates. And he's asked to survey this man. And Glenn is magnificent in this movie.
Claire.
And, what?
Claire.
I'm sorry, Glenn. I said Claire Grant. Yeah, Claire is magnificent in this movie. Anyway, she hires him to survey this guy who he thinks is her boyfriend. Anyway, while he's working for her, he falls in love with her. And then everything goes to hell.
and she's a fascinating character.
She's such a good actor too. Wait till you see these two performances. They are wonderful in this movie, both of them.
And you've also got a new memoir. Do you say memoir or memoir?
I don't know because I haven't started it yet. Oh. There's just talk about it. Everybody says, write this book. I'm like, okay, I'll write the book. But I haven't written a book yet. So it's way ahead of itself. And I kind of just said, yes, I'll write a book. Just everybody would shut up. Because I'm like, you got to write it. Like some kind of emergency. And I'm like, okay, I'm writing a book. But I don't know yet. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of writing a book, I guess.
And writing a book is, I've written one book in my life. And it was about my career in radio. And it's tough to get that same voice that you use in your everyday life to come across on the page. And, that's going to be a different kind of challenge for you, right?
It sure is, pal. And also, I'm an actor. You know, it's a whole other presentation, our whole thing. Yeah, it's weird for me.
I read where you said that James Earl Jones was the nicest person you've ever acted with.
I think that's probably true, although a close second, right up bumping next to him, is my wife. But yeah, James Earl Jones was probably the nicest person I've ever had a conversation with, except my wife.
Wow.
I mean, he's the kindest, sweetest, smartest, coolest cat I think maybe I've ever worked with.
Well, I mean, you've worked with some pretty cool cats, though. I mean, Mickey Rourke, come on.
Yeah, you know, you're right. But as far as making me calm and making me feel secure, I think probably James Earl Jones, yeah.
Wow.
And my wife.
Hey, what was the experience like in making The Dark Knight?
It was so cool because we shot all the Chicago stuff in Chicago, and then all the Gotham City stuff was supposed to shot at Pinewood. Okay, we've all shot at Pinewood, okay. But we show up. That was a lie. No, it's a secret because we're at the old Zeppelin hangar, 30 miles north of London. We get up there. This huge hangar, about 3 football fields wide, 3 stories tall. It's all Gotham City.
Oh,
it was so cool. It was magic. And Gary Oldman and I ran around there like 2 children every day.
I was going to say, you know, you turn into a 12-year-old boy again. That we just had a big car show. We're based in Kansas City. Home of the Chiefs.
Right.
The auto show was here, and it had all 5 Batmobiles from different movies.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. I was like a little kid. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Well, of course you are. They really mean something to us as events, as children. That car. Oh, my God. You see that car? It's so important to us. I know. I was there.
That was so cool. Now, did you take anything from that set?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
It must be. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll just.
Hello?
I mean, how could you not? How could you not? Yeah, he's been in so many.
There you are. Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi. You're back. You're back. We're fine.
Yeah, I'm back.
So what? So out of all of your projects, where does The Private Eye rank in order of fun to do, interesting projects? Kind of take us to where that place is in your pantheon.
Well, The Private Eye makes you feel like an elder statesman because I was offered this movie because of a young actor whom my wife and I discovered was in it, and they wanted me to, and we kind of play the same character. When you see the movie, you'll understand. And Matt Rife had yet to explode, but we recognized his wonderful comic brilliance, and then he exploded, and he exploded so big that his representation didn't think this movie was big enough anymore for him. So we had to do press very quickly before he got too big for the press. It was a race to the finish. But this movie is cute and fun to watch, and I recommend it to everybody.
Hey, Eric, what do you and your wife like to do when you're not working? Do you watch a lot of TV? Do you watch a lot of movies?
My wife is a movie aficionado. She's seen everything ever made, all the way back to Charlie Chaplin, and I almost mean that. Seen everything ever made.
Wow.
And I see what does she recommends.
Well, hey. She says watch this and you watch that.
What's that?
You say she says watch that and you watch that.
Hey, that's exactly right. Happy wife, happy life. It is so true.
Well, now, besides yourself, who is her favorite actor?
You'd have to ask her. Eliza, who's your favorite actor?
Well, I love Joan Cusack.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to mention all of our friends, of course, right? Halle Berry and Jeffrey Dean Morgan and David Duchovny, but... Yeah, I really love a lot of actors. There's a lot of actors that nobody's ever heard of that I think are amazing. I love the little girl in that commercial where she says, "I'm 6 years old. Bye, Daddy."
That's a great ad. That's such a good ad.
What about Paul Giamatti? Where does Paul Giamatti stack up for you?
Oh, he's amazing. And our lawyer, Jeff Frankel, that's his package, the holdovers. And Giamatti, and I've known him since he was, like, struggling. And he was always, it was always like, don't worry, you're going to land on your feet, you're amazing. Don't you guys agree? I think he's so great. You love him, right, Aaron?
Oh, of course I do. Yeah. I mean, he's magnificent.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if your wife does this with you, Eric, but I call my wife the queen of supplements, and every day it's the same thing. She hands me something to take, to drink, to ingest, and she says, I said, what is this for? And she says, take it, it's good for you. So I take it, and it's always horrible.
We're the opposite because I do that. I take stuff, and my wife says, why are you taking this stuff? Just eat your broccoli. And so, you know, we're opposites, yeah.
Hey, man.
See if you'll take anything. Those could all be placebo, and She's just practicing for when you're mean to her.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to have to tell her that. Hey, guys, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck on The Private Eye. It's in theaters nationwide today. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Celebrity Salute. Celebrity Salute is produced by Brainstorm Media and distributed by National Defense Network, with host Randy Miller and executive produced by Nate Herron. Be sure to visit us at nationaldefensenetwork.com. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also say, Alexa, play the National Defense Network podcast.